All right, so I saw this story about someone at British Airways, a flight attendant, who mistakenly on his first day,
Oh, yikes.
Mistakenly activated the plane's emergency exit. You know, deploying kind of that, like, floatable raft sort of thing, right?
Was this, this wasn't while the plane was in motion. We're on the runway, right? Are we stopped?
Yeah, we're stopped. We're on the runway. We're getting ready to take off there in London's Heathrow Airport, right?
Gotcha.
So the side deployed, forcing them to bring in literally another plane to take them on this international flight, delayed like 4 hours.
Oh, gosh.
The people on the plane had to deplane, get on the new plane. The flight crew all joined them except for the new guy.
Oh, no. You know what? You stay here.
Apparently, it costs about $50,000 or $50,000 to $60,000 to you know, replace that, to get that back into the plane, and, you know, obviously to do the right checks to make sure it is FAA compliant. So,
oh gosh, yeah, I guess, is that one thing that's like a one and done, and you got to replace the whole thing, or can you like fold it back up?
Yeah, I don't know, but
interesting.
First day on the job.
Oh, that's not good.
Cost his company $60,000.
That is going to make it harder than to move on and find another job in that line of work, I'm guessing.
I mean, you know, we all make mistakes on the first day in the job. I remember when I worked at a radio station in Indiana, first day, I remember my brother-in-law was super excited because he still even brings it up to me to this day every now and then. But he was listening from his dorm room in IU, and it was first day on the job, and I had no idea the mics were on. I'm just talking to people while songs are playing, and it's just, and finally, like, my boss had to call and say,
"Oh gosh,
you're on the air."
No.
And then I look, and it's like one of those things. I look down at the our audio board, and I'm like, "Sure am." So, you know, it's like those mistakes. I mean, luckily I didn't swear or say anything that could have cost me my job or anything like that. But
back in my early days, I worked at a rap station, and sometimes we were playing CDs back then. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the CDs would have the naughty version on track one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You'd have to cue to track two for the radio friendly one. Oopsies.
Oh, man. So, yeah. First day of work fails. Got a message from a listener. The first day at my current job, I went to the restroom. Number two, in the women's bathroom, because the women's placard had fallen off and I didn't notice the men's room down the hall.
Oh, no.
I thought it was unisex. But nope. Then my female boss came in.
Oh, gosh.
First day on the job.
Wow. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure she had questions.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
Your bathroom is right over there.
That makes you look creepy.
Oh, it does.
Oopsies.
It does. Got another message from a listener. Not just the first day, but for the first 2 weeks. Oh. I was apparently using already dirty glasses to drink from. I still feel like throwing up. Oh, that is...
How did you make that mistake? I need to know the logistics of that one.
Well, I know, like, you know, at our radio station, we have a break room and there are glasses and stuff like that. And maybe
but if
they have
in the cabinet, they're clean. If they're just, like, face down in the sink. Oh, maybe it was... were they in the dishwasher?
I don't know.
Assumed it had been run?
I don't know. Oh, man, these are good. Another listener, Jay. My first day waiting tables at an Irish pub, spilled 2 pints of Guinness on a baby.
Oh, God.
Seriously. Listen, I feel like that's the Irish baptism, so baby was all right.
Baby, it's fine.
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Oh, gosh, here's another one. Backed over a stump in a semi, $12,000 damage.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know.
I can imagine there's a lot of semi stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know a lot of people who have, like, trained and gotten their CDL license.
Yeah. And those are not easy vehicles.
Right, right. For sure. For sure.
Oh, wow.
If you've got a story, we'd love to hear it. 502-571-9970. The first day on the job fails. Oh, this is just messy. Oh, someone just texted in. My first day at the porta potty place.
Oh, gosh.
Knocked one over.
No, no.
Dumped it all over the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
So my first job, clean it up.
Oh, yeah, that's not an easy cleanup either.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh, my gosh. All right. Hang on. Want to get to a couple more here. And yes, it involves toilet and first day on the job.
Oh, my. It always do.
So embarrassing. Hang on. Those are next. After that, flight attendant activated the emergency exit on a flight, causing about $60,000 to repair it and 4-hour delay on the first day on the job.
Oh,
we thought,
gosh,
how fun would it be to get your first day on the job fails? Got a text from a listener. I'm a home-based therapist. My first day on the job, I had to take a client to court. And so she, unbeknownst to me, left joints in her cigarette pack. They could smell them and found them as she put them through the x-ray machine. Put her in cuffs, put me against the wall to arrest me, too. Called her my friend. I couldn't tell them who she was due to client-patient confidentiality.
Oh, my gosh.
I finally was able to get them to call my boss, and I learned to always wear my badge.
Oh, that's a tough lesson to
learn.
Well,
you know what? Not making that mistake again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Right, exactly. And this is just bad timing. And this has happened to me before, I feel like, too, where another text from Crystal, who said, first day on the job, woke up with 102 fever, had both type A and type B flu, missed the whole first week of my new job.
Gosh.
When I finally got to start, my boss was like, never thought you were going to actually get here.
Well, I mean, you can't control that.
Exactly. Exactly. Another text, didn't show up at all for my first day working at a bar. Why? Because I was out drinking all night to celebrate getting that job at the same damn bar.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much no excuse there. Luckily, the manager covered for me. And a year later, I was his replacement when he left. And I got to do something similar for someone else. So
there you go. It comes full circle.
Then this message. Not just the first day on the job, the first hour on the job.
That's aggressive. When it goes south the first hour, that's not good.
My new boss is giving me the overview when I start to feel a pretty strong need to bust a grumpy.
Bust a grumpy?
That's go to the restroom. Uh-huh. So I politely interrupt my boss and say famous last words. I'll be right back.
Yeah, give me just a sec.
Yeah. So I go into the bathroom, do my business, flush. Next thing I know.
Oh, no.
The toilet is not only stuffed, but overflowing all over the floor. OMG.
No.
I can't just leave it there.
Oh, gosh. So you can blame it on Bob in accounting. Blame it on Bob in accounting.
I come out of the bathroom and sheepishly fess up to my boss.
Oh, gosh.
He has to call some people over to help me out. A few minutes later, I see the CTO/founder come over with a mop and bucket. Can you say
a full-service boss.
Mortified?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I've ever been more embarrassed in my life. It's funny now, but definitely wasn't back then.
Oh, that becomes a legendary office story, does it not?
Yeah. Hey, remember when Carol? First day on the job.
Oh, that was too much business.
Yeah, that was too much business. First hour on the job. Anyways, good stuff there.